Hello and welcome to this week's Marine Times podcast from This Island Nation Radio, Tom McSweeney reporting. I am not dismissive of politicians. A democracy needs politics. But an island nation needs more dedicated attention from its politicians towards its maritime interests. What would you say to the Taoiseach about maritime affairs if you had the opportunity? I'd certainly like to discuss why, in this island nation, there is no dedicated department of the Marine, and say that the hiving off of aspects of maritime affairs to several other departments has not been a positive indication of state support for maritime matters. Jerry Salmon is managing director of MGM Boats, one of the biggest boat sales companies in Ireland. The company headquarters is based in Dublin, and when I met him, he told me what he would like to say to the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, about more commitment from government to the maritime sphere. And he'd say the same to the Taoiseach Simon Coveney, who is himself an accomplished sailor.
We are so underdeveloped as an island. I've been very lucky that I've travelled over the world over the last couple of years to different marinas and different countries. And we have got such natural beauty here, and we've got so much access, so easy to get to. But a small bit of development, it would be fantastic if we had a marine minister dedicated to the water. I know everyone's championing for that. It would be. If I could grab the Taoiseach at some stage and the Taoiseach, who is a very avid and very good sailor, if I could grab them and say, please, you know, when you're having your next sit down, understand what this country can provide as a maritime nation. And you know, it's amazing. So many people in this country never get to see their own country from the water. There's so many avenues to get on the water, especially with the sailing clubs now, particularly sailing clubs around Ireland, who are really actively getting out there to try to get people on the water in small dinghies and, you know, sharing and boat and crewing. So, you know, I'd love to see a government focus on that. That would be fantastic.
With that comment, I do agree. Jerry Salmon there, Managing Director of MGM Boats, and what he would like to tell the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, and the point he makes, he does sell boats, of course, is that if you get on the water, you enjoy it and enjoy more and understand more about this island nation. That in turn will help all involved in the sphere, including the fishing industry. Now to other kinds of boats which we discussed on this Island Nation programme. Not ones that should be used in the sea because they are potentially dangerous, as Niamh Stevenson warned in her monthly report about the lifeboat service, the RNLI, from their Irish offices in Swords County, Dublin.
There are various kinds of inflatable dinghies, and there are big differences between them. From the dinghies which are used as tenders to moored boats powered by outboard engines and designed for that specific purpose, with life jackets an important part of their equipment. However, there are also the blow-up types used by people on beaches, which are the ones we are deeply concerned about in the RNLI, as are all agencies engaged in water safety. Information collated by the RNLI show that between 2012 and 2016, Irish lifeboats launched to 47 incidents involving inflatables to assist 24 people in difficulty. Five of those incidents were very dangerous, with loss of life narrowly averted. Those inflatables aren't designed for Irish waters and can be quickly swept out to sea. They are not suitable for use in the sea. Water safety experts advise that they should only be used near the shore and only between the red and yellow flags on lifeguarded beaches, and children must always be supervised. Another great concern is the new trend of what is called tombstoning. That is, people jumping into water from heights in areas that are not designated as safe for swimming. It can be extremely dangerous. Water depths alter with the tide, and the water may be shallower than it seems. Submerged objects like rocks may not be visible, and these can cause serious impact injuries, and the shock of hitting cold water can make it hard to swim. As well as that, strong currents can sweep people away in seconds. So don't do it, and please don't use those inflatables in the sea. On to other matters. Two RNLI sailing teams raced in Cork Week for the Beaufort Cup, where teams are from national services. After 5 days racing, the two teams, both from the Cork coastline, finished in the top four. Baltimore in West Cork were second, and Crosshaven, where the racing was staged from the Royal Cork Yacht Club, were fourth. And our congratulations to both teams. And of course, to the winner. Once again, the GAA have given the RNLI pitch access to an All-Ireland semi-final to promote our drowning prevention campaign. This will be at a senior football semi-final match on Sunday, the 12th of August, where RNLI volunteers, ambassadors and crew will display the Float to Live message. Information talks are also being given to young GAA players at their clubs, sharing key safety advice and discussing drowning prevention. Sadly, there has been another tragedy, and our thoughts are with the families of the two people who were drowned off Malin Head. Spending so much time with lifeboat crews, the one thing I constantly hear them say is they would always rather be called out, even if it turns out to be a false alarm with good intent. Drowning can happen in any weather and in any maritime activity. Don't wait to raise the alarm, and if you think someone is in trouble, please do call for help. That's all from me for this time.
And so we end the weekly Marine Times podcast from This Island Nation Radio. If you want to hear the full programme, you can go over to the Mixcloud website and hear it all there. Back next week with the next Marine Times podcast.